The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So, hi. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to see you, those of you whom I can see. And I always mention that I only see a small number of you because of privacy. I need to make my video spotlighted so that only my video shows up on YouTube. So I only get to see a small strip, and I have to keep moving back and forth so that I see these lovely smiling faces that are attending. Hello, good morning, good evening. Yeah, happy making for me to be able to see you. And you're welcome to switch if you want to gallery view at any time to see each other. So that's something you can do. But for privacy reasons, I can't. So happy to see you or feel you if I'm feeling you or seeing your name on YouTube. Very, very warm welcome to Happy Hour. So we have been exploring the 8 pillars of joy over the past many sessions. And tonight we have come to the last of the 8 pillars, which is generosity. Generosity. In Pali, the word is dana. So the relationship between joy and generosity, it feels to me in my heart that it's a very clear one. So in this moment, before I start to actually say a few words about it, I want to invite you to feel into your own heart the relationship that you know for yourself between generosity and happiness or joy. And you might find that there is a sense that when our hearts are open in giving, giving resources, giving our time, giving kindness, giving our benefit, giving the other person the benefit of the doubt. So there's a sense of generosity. There's a generosity with our resources, whether the resources are physical, whether they're time, whether they're emotional resources, time resources, a sense of generosity when it's given not out of a should, like, oh, I should, or I have to, or begrudgingly, but there's a sense of openness in the heart of offering something to someone else. There is a gladness. There's a sense of delight and joy from that, not from the letting go, from that open hand, which is not tight-fisted, but just a sense of open hand offering generosity, that it makes us happy. It just makes us human beings happy. And the Buddha says that there are 3 reflections that he's invited people who are generous to engage upon. And one is a reflection before you give something. And you reflect on it before you give. Ah, and it makes your heart happy to reflect on it with gladness. Second one is reflect while you're in the act of offering your gift of generosity, so that your heart is uplifted in gladness. And the third one, wait for it, you guessed it. After you've given the gift, you reflect on the generosity, and that uplifts your heart. So this is quite a profound teaching. Come to think of it, he's putting so much stress before, during, and giving, before, during, and after giving a gift, to really relish the goodness of generosity. And it's interesting, you know, the in the list of 10 paramitas, the 10 perfections of heart, the 10 beautiful qualities of heart, Dana generosity is the first one. And it was often taught to lay people in the time of the Buddha. If you couldn't be a monastic, then generosity was the primary practice that you were taught. So I have to tell you, long time ago, hearing this, my skeptical mind, I thought, oh, that's kind of funny, generosity. So you teach, you know, lay people to be generous so that they would support the monks. So with that kind of sense of skepticism, now today I've actually really come to appreciate and see my skepticism. I laugh at my skepticism. I laugh at it because I realize how important the practice of generosity really is in waking up, because basically in this practice we're learning freedom. We're learning to have ease and freedom with conditions. And when we clasp our hand, when we're tight-fisted and we're really holding on, whether wanting things to be a particular way or things we own or our time, everything, there's just a sense of tightness. We suffer. So generosity, it's a practice of mind. It's a practice of the heart that really supports us in this opening of our hands with more ease, with more freedom, with holding life, everything that is given to us, with more openness of hand, not clinging to it. And our heart feels more free. So I've really come to appreciate the practice of generosity, and also generosity of spirit, which is closely related to generosity and all the other seven pillars, as a primary practice in life, a primary practice to offer up with generosity, generosity of heart, and how lack of generosity makes us unhappy, and how generosity really does make us happy, how we feel good, not just when before we give the gift, during and after, long after we've given gifts, just bringing the sense, the memory to mind. And not just in terms of the gifts, but it changes our orientation in life. Generosity changes our orientation in life. And to consider that we have so much to give, each and every single one of us. And when we appreciate how much we have to give, we feel a sense of abundance. We feel a sense of abundance in our heart, which again is happy making, brings joy. So I can talk about generosity for a long time, because as I think I've mentioned to many of you, generosity of spirit, this concept has really become a part of my practice, my orientation, sitting with and inquiry as a really important pillar of practice, not just for joy, but just for awakening. And being human, nothing we've been given is truly ours anyway. Nothing is ours. We're just borrowing it for a little while. So let us share it with others. Let's meditate together. And I have some invitations for you. So I'd like to ask you to get into your meditation posture. If you need to move, shift, sit a little taller. If you need to move, to lie down, this is the perfect time to do that. And landing in your body. Landing. Mm. Landing in this moment. Letting go of all the words, all the concepts, just arriving in this moment, in this body, this moment of being human. Letting the center of gravity drop from our heads. Center of gravity of awareness. Let it move down through your chest to the abdomen, the lower abdomen. Receiving. Receiving the breath. The lower abdomen. And with each in-breath, letting there be more awakeness, wakefulness, aliveness. And with each out-breath, landing, letting go into the body. Taking the next 5 out breaths in your own time. To land more deeply, let go of more tension and tightness in the body. Arriving more fully in this moment with each out-breath. Letting yourself enjoy, relish each breath in the lower abdomen, calming, soothing this body like a lullaby. And if thoughts are arising in this moment, it's okay. It's a part of this practice. No need for any judgment. Simply noticing what the thoughts are. And see if they can be invited to be known in the body, in the lower abdomen. And that might offer them enough generosity to just not need to be here right now. Maybe the thoughts will offer you the generosity of refuge, being in the moment, just with the body and the breath. Realizing that refuge and quiet in this moment is so delicious. A much better home of the heart than all the thoughts. Letting yourself feel the sense of expansiveness in the breath. Flowing with ease through the body, the breath breathing itself, and this sense of expansion, expansiveness of the body, the heart, in this moment, your gaze turned inward towards the goodness, the generosity of your own heart. And now I'd like to invite you, if you would bring to mind, while still feeling the breath in the body, bringing in this reflection of a time recently, today, yesterday, the past few days, that you were generous with someone, that you had the opportunity to be generous, to offer something, and you offered it with delight, this gift, either monetary, physical gift, your time, your attention, your resources, your contacts, whatever might have been. You offered this being this gift with gladness, the sense of openness and generosity. And bringing this felt sense of this giving to your heart center, to your body, and breathing it, not so much thinking about it, but breathing, letting it breathe through your body, and feel a sense of gladness. And if there are thoughts regarding this one, oh, I could have been more generous, blah, blah, blah. For now, let those go away. Just focusing, choosing to focus, choosing to make foreground the goodness of the generosity, the act of giving. Not letting the negative bias of our minds tilt us into negativity. You have choice. Let's stay with the goodness. Reflecting, feeling the goodness of the gift given, maybe the appreciation also of the receiver. But primarily the sense of ease, openness, spaciousness, that this letting go of what you had, you gave it to someone else. The peace, the ease, the freedom, the joy in that act of giving. Generosity. And now, if you wish, I'm going to invite you to consider the opposite, just to feel the difference in your heart, in your mind, in your body, bringing to mind an occasion where you had the opportunity to share with someone. Be generous. There was an opportunity for Donna. Generosity. And for whatever reason, variety of reasons, scarcity, feeling, or whatever reasons, not getting into the reasons, but just feeling into when you recoiled, your heart didn't act out of generosity and clung to what it had, perhaps out of fear of not enoughness, scarcity, which is usually the case, but just feeling the movement of the heart for a moment, reflecting on the opposite of generosity, which is clinging, grasping, attachment. See what that feels like in the heart, in the body. To know it while breathing. And sensing the lower part of your body. If you felt the contraction, the sense of tightness in your body and heart, you just wanted to get to know that, not to self-flagellate, not to berate ourselves, but to get to know the opposite of generosity, what that feels like. Does not exactly support joy, freedom. Please let that go with the next breath. The next out breath, cleansing, letting that reflection go, coming back to the breath, coming to the abdomen, receiving a few breaths, settling again. And now bringing to mind, if you wish, another example of recent past, when you had the opportunity to be generous and you were. Invite this other example into your body, into your heart. Letting it completely fill and nourish your heart. Bringing to mind, maybe even retrospectively, how you planned before giving the gift, the gladness that brought up for you. Imagining how glad or appreciative the recipient would be. The delight you were taking before giving the gift. And now, letting in your body, you feel, while you were giving the gift, what it felt, the act of letting go, your body softening, relaxing, offering up, letting go, giving a gift of generosity. The goodness, the beauty, the grace. And now afterwards, reflecting on having done that act, having shared your resources with your own time, attention, etc., etc. Just letting yourself breathe and feel the goodness, the gladness, happy making, sense of generosity, your own goodness in your bones, in your heart. Maybe the moment of giving the gift is like a tableau, just an image or a felt sense in your heart, in your body that you just breathe with. Maybe a smile shows up on your face. Wisely reflecting on this. Maybe you realize how good it feels, how good it felt. And now, I'd like to invite you, if you wish, this last reflection, consider an opportunity for you to be generous with someone, with some being, today, tomorrow, the next few days. Not out of should, I should be generous, but something that just calls your heart. Some cause. Some being. Something that draws your heart. Yes, I want to share. I want to share my resources, my time, my attention, my affection. With this being, near or far, maybe someone who's in your life, you know them intimately. See where your heart is called to without any shoulds. Your heart feels lifted, expanded. Maybe you're doing planning on an act of kindness for someone, doing it with generosity, with openness of heart. See how good it feels to reflect on this act of generosity, this act of giving anything. Reflecting on the goodness of it in your heart, in your body. Breathing with it. And for the last moments, inviting yourself to be generous with yourself, generous with your appreciation for you having showed up, for you having practiced. This generosity of appreciation. Thank you. Thank you, me. This generosity also shared, sense of generosity of spirit, shared with the Sangha, with all those beings who are practicing with you on Zoom or YouTube right now. Or will practice with you in the future. Anadya Dharma. Your wider Sangha. Sense of generosity of spirit, appreciating all of them in their diversity. Appreciating all. May our practice in this moment, in our practice of generosity of heart, in every shape or form, support us to live a beautiful life, a life of beauty and joy and grace. And to be of service to others and the world. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Exploring generosity in this way. So let's have some reflections. I invite you to either type them in chat, if you wish. You can raise your hand, your blue hand. Yes, Jerry.
Thank you. It's good to be back, having seen you via the Vancouver group on the weekend. So I was there on YouTube on Monday night with you. So I guess the reflection I had was that exercise was very helpful. It was painful to remember when I wasn't generous, which was perhaps more painful because it had been intentional. It was not by accident. So I was glad to hear you say, okay, we'll let that wash away. So I wasn't lingering on it. But I was surprised by when I did think of specifically being generous. It's sometimes easier to do perhaps in my work, but it's careful, but even in social political context, I was surprised recently when I was running for a political office in my profession, and someone came up to me and said, "Oh, I really want you to win. You're so open." And she recalled when I had first met her about 4 years ago at a reception, and I knew she was new. And so I stepped out of myself and was very welcoming to her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really thought of it much after that, but she said, "You know, like, I really remembered that." I thought, wow. I didn't think it was that big, but
right.
The experience of me reaching out, which is a little bit of a stretch, but for her, it was like her first meeting. She was coming to a national meeting, and she obviously would be a bit nervous. And I was like, not that I perhaps thought I'd met my long lost friend, but I was very open with her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She recalled that in an extraordinary positive light. And I thought, well, you never know what, when you sow seeds, how they can come
exactly.
back.
Beautiful. So. I love that. Thank you, Jerry, for sharing that. I love that. It's, it is so, it is profound, isn't it? This reflection of, we don't know when we are actually generous. We go out of our way offering this kindness, this generosity of spirit that you offered. Yes, welcoming, reaching out. How it impacts other people in the world. So thank you for bringing that in. Yeah, absolutely. And Nav asks, are there any skillful boundaries to generosity? How do we prevent these boundaries from serving selfishness? Excellent question, Nav. I appreciate it. So the skillful boundaries to generosity is one that is, it doesn't hurt you, doesn't hurt the giver in the process of giving, is both respectful of the giver and the receiver. So that's what I would say is a really helpful boundary there. And then when you're asking about preventing from serving selfishness, are you selfishness of the self or the other? That part, I'm not quite sure which perspective you're taking there. So let's see. If you raise your hand, I can ask you to unmute. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. Or you can type. Siddle Sedum. Let's see, let's try this again. Where are you? Technical difficulties. If I can't unmute you unless you raise your hand, unfortunately, here. Let me see here. Well, actually, let me tell you what. I'm going to change this here. Oh, there. Okay, now, here we go. Perfect.
So, Nikki, that question was in regard to myself. So if I'm practicing generosity to myself and I have these healthy boundaries that prevent myself from getting hurt, the mind can also slip into this thing where you can justify selfishness sometimes by saying that, you know what, I don't have the energy to do that right now. And it's a bit of a gray area and a spectrum of how much I protect myself. And sometimes I wonder whether I'm being selfish by
not being generous. And oh, I see.
Being generous.
Yeah. Okay. I see the nuance. Thanks for explaining that. So it's very interesting. I think, you know, the word selfish has an interesting connotation, right? Has a derogatory perspective to it. Oh, I'm being selfish because I'm not being generous. So, and there's an ouch to that when I hear that. And when you describe it as, oh, when I'm being tired, when I can't extend myself, then what comes up for me is, well, actually, it sounds like you're in a healthy way, you're taking care of yourself. You're recognizing the boundary, because again, it comes to taking care of yourself and other. Because when there is no boundary between other and self, the other person is just as important as you. You are just as important as them. So if you're tired, you need to take care of this being. If you can't extend yourself, then absolutely, it's not selfishness. It's taking care of this being who happens to be you. So I would put a question mark next to the use of the word selfishness. It comes with quite a bit of baggage. Yeah. Thank you. Let's see. Kim asks, would you explain spiritual generosity more? So spiritual generosity, I guess the question can be two ways. One is this word dana, which is basically is generosity. And then the other one is generosity of spirit. So which one did you mean, Kim? What I'm going to ask you to unmute.
When I think of generosity, I think of giving something or doing something. So I don't understand what spiritual generosity is.
Oh, well, so there is no difference between spiritual generosity and generosity. So wait, there's something here in your question. So when you say when you think of generosity, you think of giving something or doing something or being generous with your time. I take it, right? All of these. Yeah, those are all, there's no difference between them. So, but when I talk about generosity of spirit, is that what you're referring to? Or are you calling that spiritual generosity? Because I don't think I use that term.
No, so you're saying all generosity is spiritual generosity.
Well, I don't know what spiritual generosity is, because
sorry, I'm confused.
This is great. This is great. So no, this is fantastic. This is when breakthrough happens, because the way I see, so it's not like there is spiritual generosity and then there is generosity, or that there is being spiritual and that it's life. It's that, or we're talking to a friend, we're spiritually practicing, and we're talking to a friend. To me, it's all the same. Your life your practice is your life. Your life is your practice. So when you're generous, it's spiritual generosity as well as just flat old good old generosity. You know, there's no difference. That's why putting the word in front of generosity is like, it's not needed, right?
Okay.
It's kind of redundant. That's what I'm trying to explain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So there are more questions coming, but time is flying. So I'd like to leave some time at the end for reflections and more questions. So let's practice generosity of spirit, generosity with ourselves, and generosity with others in small groups. And if you're on the fence, give it a try. These are really nice people. And see what it feels like for you to show up with just a sense of openness of heart, without any expectations, nothing to receive, nothing to hold on to, just a sense of holding and being held. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And if for whatever reason you can't stay and you have to hop off, that's perfectly fine. No problem, no judgment. But if you can stay, it's lovely to practice together in this way, especially with the theme of generosity. What a fun theme. So I'm going to open the rooms now. Here we go. And it might be a little shorter tonight. Okay, everyone. Welcome back. The rooms are closed and it's 7 o'clock. And so we don't have really much time. I did want to respond to one other question that came in earlier. And Kayla asked that that they noticed that when they recall the time when they were being generous, there were moments of non-generosity within that, doing generosity on their own terms. And I really wanted to bring this up because it's okay. Don't necessarily expect purity of intention all the time. There is, you know, lots of generosity maybe here and then. Oh, we want them to like us. We want them to see us as generous. You know, there could be some other intentions in there too. It's okay. Be generous with yourself about your own generosity. We're mixed bags. As long as it's mostly generous, the rest of it is okay. So you don't have to be 100% generous and purely and nothing personal. And it's okay. It's just see it. Just see it. Just see it. Oh, yeah, I really wanted them to give me a bigger gift next time too. But I really want, yeah, whatever. I don't know. But just get to see it. Just to see it. Just to see. Just to see without, oh, yeah, sweetie. Yeah. So just get to see all these other nuances. At the same time. So, all right, dear ones, wonderful to practice with you, practicing. May our practice in cultivating generosity of heart serve our own goodness, beauty, happiness, and serve others and all beings in the world, planting seeds of goodness where we don't know we've planted them. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Thank you all. Take good care. And I'm going to unmute so you can all say goodbye, unmuting yourself if you want. It's our ritual. And I'll see you on Friday.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Folks. Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone. Take care. Good night.
Good night.